lie, I never heard that one before.
Yeah. Keytronics, man.
Keytronics, yeah. Canadian heavy hitters, man. Watch out for all these names, man.
And Black Messiah.
Black Messiah on there, too. Yeah. Yes, peace to the gods.
Indeed.
Next, coming up, we got Sun Low by Daniel Sun.
Ooh.
Another Canadian hard hitter.
No doubt.
I saw he came through the city the other day.
Yeah, he was here.
To bless the mic at Icon.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, from what I've seen, he seemed like he definitely blessed the mic. So okay. Peace to that brother there.
Okay.
Moving on, we got Kodak Moment by Cookin' Soul, Raz Fresco, right? Lord Apex and STNAC.
Yep. Peace to the gods on that one too,
peace.
Man.
Moving on to Last Supper by DJ Muggs. Now, I see DJ, today's about Premiere, but DJ Muggs, I see, is another name that is often buzzing within the boom bap hip hop world.
Indeed.
I know he's doing a lot of fire stuff recently too. There's other things I seen his name on.
Okay, we're gonna have to do something with him next.
Indeed. And then coming back to the NYSOM number 20 by DJ Premier, which you hear right now.
Come on.
What does that stand for, our body? NYSOM.
NYSOM.
Yes.
Now why, son of man?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now why, son of man? I
now
like
why,
that,
son of man? What you mean, guy? You know what I mean?
That's got
how
that.
I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely.
It probably was.
The alphabetic. It could be.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
I think he could have also gone for the classic New York
State of Mind. Absolutely, bro. And I mean, look, bro, let's just continue on, man. Let's continue playing this interview, man. I'm looking forward to hearing more about Premier, man. And for you people who are rocking right now, this is the Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM with King Wise and Hard Body Dreams. And just remember, if you heard of DJ Premier, documentary on the radio with his tunes alongside, just know that you heard it first here on the Boom Bap Syndicate, man.
Indeed. Nowhere else, baby.
Let's go.
Alright, moving on. Let's go to the interview, man. Next, he's coming up talking about support from his parents.
Okay.
From working at a record store.
Interesting.
Yes.
But I figured once I graduate, I'll get a job and all of that stuff. But then I met this MC that came to my school a year later as well. His name is Theodore Campbell. He called himself Top Ski.
Okay.
And he's always been like, yo, I can use that mic. And I would just start playing. I might be playing a break beat or something. And he would just get on the mic. And then he'd be like, yo, I can get on the turntable. And I'm like, what a scratch. He'd get on and start doing stuff. And I'm like, wow, this guy's good at everything. And now we became a team. And then we had another MC named Sugar Pop. And we had a dancer that was like a Flavor Flav. His name was Stylie T. And we became the MCs in control. My biggest early supporter was definitely my mom. She's like, baby, if you're gonna go to New York and do this, make sure you go all the way in, but I know you're gonna make a name for yourself. And my father said the same thing. He said, make sure they know who you are, and not just in New York, all over the world. Mission accomplished.
I understand you worked at a record store while you're in college, but somehow, in a pre-internet age, you end up making a demo that makes its way from Houston all the way to Stu Fine of Wild Pitch Records office. How does that happen?
When I got the job at the, it was called Sound Waves, the most popular store in Houston if you really, really want to find what you're looking for. Carlos was the 12-inch buyer.
Carlos Garza, right?
Yes. Didn't know Carlos yet when I just started going. We got cool. He was bugging that I knew so many records from New York. And I was like, well, man, I could tell you what's hot in New York because I had all the mixtapes when I would go. Not the mixtapes. I was taping the mix when I would go to New York, going back and forth.
So you're just taping the radio?
Yeah. Taping Red Alert, Chill Out, and Marley Marl with Mr. Magic. And just bring those back. And I'd be like, this is The Bridge by MC Shan. He would find it, order it, and he would get the 12-inch. He's like, man, you know so much. I'll see if I can get you a job here. I was like, I'd love to work here. Once he got me a job there, he became, Billboard was just starting a rap chart. So Carlos became the reporter for that region of the South, to report what's popping and what's selling. Stu Fine, the owner of Wild Pitch Records, was calling to see how my records moving. Carlos says, man, there's this guy that's coming to New York. You really got to check out, man. He's like different. And Stu was just like, tell him to contact me. He heard our demo. He said, I like you. I don't like your MC. Then they had Gangstar, Chill Rob G, and La T at the time. And they wanted me in Gangstar.
I was going to say, although you are synonymous with Gangstar, you actually were part of the third iteration of the group.
Mm-hmm. We were good because we were called MCs in Control. I don't know why we changed our name to the Inner Circle Posse.
This is you and Top.
Yeah, well, me, Top, Sugar Pop, and Styli. But then as it came to making the demos, the demo that went to New York was just me and Top. And Stu was like, his voice is just not working. I'm going to put you on a real studio. You do the exact same demo. And if I like Top, I'll be interested in possibly signing him. He did it in a real studio, real mics. And he was like, nope. Guru was looking for a new DJ at the time because the other two members were having it out and then not coming to stay in New York and struggle it out. So he's like, well, Gangstar is my name and Big Shug's name because they created Gangstar. Guru was like, yo, we got to get Premier. I was like, if I can't bring Top, I'm not going to do it. Got to a point where Top was just frustrated with how long it was taking, and he said, man, I'm going to the military. And I was there when the recruiting officer came and got him. So now that he's gone, I call Stu and say, hey, man, Top just went to the military for 4 years, and I'm by myself. He's like, we want you in Gangstar.
Moving to New York to join Gangstar, Premier set out to learn production and eventually perfected a sound that would garner him a level of acclaim unsurpassed by any producer in rap history. But as his star shone increasingly bright, attracting collaborations with the biggest names in rap, his Gangstar partner Guru would pursue life outside of the group before tragedy would ultimately end the Gangstar era forever. You join Gangstar, and now you and Guru are partners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, up until that point, you knew what it was to be a DJ. You knew you wanted to be a part of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was all enthusiasm and just like, "What? I'll just figure it out, whatever it is."
Yeah, because Guru said, you're not getting half of the money if you're just going to scratch on the albums. You got to learn how to either produce. And I was like, well, what does a producer actually do? He said, you do the tracks and mix it. And I'm like, what's mixing? Me and Guru started to build with each other, and we did the first album together. I didn't know how to make beats sharp yet. So it was me, Slow Mo Sonnenfeld, who owned the studio Such a Sound. And the three of us would be on the SP-1200. You know, I'll be like, yo, I'll do the snare. And we'd be side by side, and I'll go, and I'll go, yo, you hit that. And Guru hit the, and we'd be like, yeah, that sounds good, high five. Slow Mo, you do the 808. Boom, 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 listen back. All right, just lay that down. That's how we did the first album, if No More Mr. Nice Guy. I haven't seen Slow Mo in over 20-something years, probably 25 years. And I told him I was coming to Israel to do a gig. And he took care of us. We went all over the town, had good food, went digging at the record store. And Slow Mo was like, man, remember the first time you wanted to fight me when you came in because you brought your turntables and a coffin. And I thought in the studio, you set it up and do it like the way we did the four-track demos. And Slomo's very cocky, and he'd be like, you don't need that thing right now. You don't need that, you know. You can set that up later. I'm like, what? Who the fuck you talking to? Man, I'm setting my shit up now. And Guru's like, that's not how it goes in a studio. You can lay the tracks down. You can do your scratches last. I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't know. Once I started to understand the process of making records, now I'm like, okay, let me start to really hone in on learning everything, mixing. If I wanted to do an echo there or I wanted to do a delay here, what's doing that? And I was like, I got to have a sound that's my sound. And I started working on my sound. Come to 92, when we did Daily Operation, that's when I was like, I got a sound. Because King of Chill just let me come to his mom's house to learn it. He was like, I got one that you can learn on, but you got to bring your own drum machine. So I bought a little Alessis drum machine, and he would just let me practice on it. And then I finally started to tap out the beats to the where I was like, I'm definitely got it now. The last beat I ever made at his mom's house was X Girl to Next Girl.
Oh, wow.
I was like, check out this beat. I think this is going to be a hit. Played it for him, and it was one of our biggest hits off of our career.
Did you sit down and talk about how the business was going to work, or like how you guys were going to function, you know, what the economics of it were going to be, or any of that kind of stuff?
The fact that we were both college educated and both, you know, grew up with our parents, we already knew the basics, how to balance a checking account. We both shared the same bank account until we parted ways in like 2004 and he wanted to do his own thing. But prior to that, we've always had the same account.
You guys obviously go from being perfect strangers to now, you know, in a group and then roommates within a few months.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there comes to be friction anytime, you know, you're in a creative partnership like that, particularly when you're sharing space on top of that.
We lived together from 1988 to 1994 when Hard to Earn dropped. That was the first time we finally got our own cribs.
And, that's crazy.
And at that time, grew at 3 and 5 cars, you know. So we were not making millions, and we were still just that comfortable with how we did our thing and had a.
Peace.
One of the meanest and the cleanest, and still I'm kind of fiendish when I'm at this. Been doing this for eons, peons best to catch this. Vision of excellence, precise rapping ability. About to make some dead presidents, macking the million G. The money though, it's got people acting funny, yo. As soon as some niggas get some light, they be like dummies, yo. Products and puppets and pawns getting played out. When authentic niggas step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader. Descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer. The overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangstar has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing lot out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby Paul.
Peace, everybody. Got Gangstar running right now, royalty. I must admit, I'm going through a little bit of a learning process. So you gotta, you know, give me some grace. Give some grace to the God. And going back to what we had running. DJ Premier speaking on Gangstar and his relationship with Guru. A lot of ladies out there. I really like this interview because it takes us from Knowledge to Born, where, you know, where he's been and how he's taken his journey from a seed to where he is now, which I would say he is pretty complete as a producer, for sure. From beats like this playing right now, right, to some of the grittier beats that you might hear on Reasonable Doubt, Ready to Die, Biggie, Life After Death, Biggie, Illmatic, Nas, really all over the map, really limitless, man, limitless.
Indeed.
Like that. But J-Star has got to be the sure shot.
To whom it may concern, this goes out to anybody who's doing the bullshit straight up. Yo, everybody's calling me, my lawyer, everybody on this. Yo, did you scratch such and such name or this, that, and the third on a record for a hook? Y'all keep calling me on that shit, man, and y'all supposed to be hip-hoppers and all that and letting the industry control the rules of the hip-hop world that we made. Y'all need to knock that shit off. That's some greedy-ass fake bullshit. Knock that shit off, for real. You know what I'm saying? And when that shit come and slap you in the face, you know what I'm saying, that greed, I'm going to be right there laughing at y'all. And one other thing, what's the deal with you break record cats that's putting out all the original records that we sample from and snitching by putting us on the back of it saying that we use stuff? You know how that go. Stop doing that. Y'all are violating straight up and down. Word up, man. I'm sick of this shit. Y'all motherfuckers really don't know what this hip-hop's all about. So while y'all keep on faking the funk, we're going to keep on walking through the darkness carrying our torches. Underground will live forever, baby. We just like roaches, never dying, always living. And on that note, let's get back to the program.
Read off a script. When they see me, they stop the acting. School shooter, great coat 45 when I lock the class in. Drunk nights, yeah. I would battle the Remy with lots of passion. Lost the war knowing it never was easy to block a captain. Lean back, soldier. Your knee cracked, don't ya? Won't let you quit. Here go a fix. Just relapse, won't ya? Just that fatigue wrap. Jeans black. Green Bay jersey matching a team hat. You all need crack, so I brought cream back. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Nah. We the owners of street rap. It's hard to earn. My daily daily operation is bring the streets back. Every day I go in the booth, I load up and shoot. When I step in the arena, always seen a moment of truth. I've been a gangster, from flipping raw to prison brawls and shank scars. No need for thanks, y'all. I'm from the bottom bread, with niggas to twist your top like they locking dreads. Chestnut checkers, your bishop get jumped by rider meds.
When they say my style's so amazing.
Style, flavor, grace. I got style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique.
They say my style's so amazing.
Style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique.
They say my style's so amazing.
It's that rooftop music right here, that staircase shit. Yeah,
they say my style's so amazing.
My talk is a food for thought, so none other could raise the stakes. Make it plain, got no filler, so save your amazing grace. I'm from the jungle, they knew that my mother would raise an ape. Born from the bottom, it's true that the gutter don't make mistakes. I got the formula, the formula, make it euphoria. Honoria, wanna run Eden, creeping to Florida. I ain't even applauding you. These two hands come together to slaughter you. No one remembers the thought of you. Visions of staircases and rooftops, and even in rare cases we shoot cops. Mask off, got bare faces for new ops. Yeah. I can trigger the worst when I come up big in the verse. You can hear the traces of Tupac. Maybe. We deep in the trenches but so poised. I realize the emptiest of minds make the most noise. We dope boys but move so meticulous. Belichick drawing plays for viciousness. Now you know what the mission is, nigga.
Today, praise both. Kill you and your mans with the same scope. Your lanes broke with pockets longer than train smoke. I let your brains flow. Fatality, shells case, you drop it casually. You're not half of me. I walk through your blood happily. You ever had a gun in your mouth like a cavity? I mean, it's got so many rips and looking raggedy, Lord. I kept it calling in the factories. Got a mil plus of art. Used to sit in my cell in the dark. I go to the showers with my boots tied tight, knife sharp. If he died, it's my fault. I touch the sky with the top off. Hey, yo, don't you rock a bottle for half a man?
Half a man.
Rock Nation brushed out by Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan.
Niggas gonna miss you when I'm done with the shit. The kitchen key begging me to bag of grams. Hey, yo, my jewelry looking precious. I'm from the east side, shit treacherous. World on the street, I got the better shit. Fiends drooling and scratching. Mac 10 action, wait till Sunday. Catch you coming out church lacking who you pray to. Out to see unless I shot the case smooth. The ambulance playing the same tune, I can't lose. You should have seen it in the lobby at the St. Regis scene out of Miami Vice. I left the plate leaning. Another autopsy, who the fuck shot it? We all shot. At least 100 shells out the rabbi cocaine spots. Black and fish scale and calamari. Feet fell out and died. Ooh, we sorry. Hey, yo, don't you rock about it for half a man?
Half a man.
Rock Nation brunch, dapper, dapper, dan. Niggas gon' miss me when I'm done with the shit. The kitchen key back and me the bag of grams.
Bag of grams.
Hey, yo, don't you rock about it for half a man?
Half a man.
Rock Nation brunch, dapper, dapper, dan.
Dapper, dan.
Niggas gon' miss me when I'm done with the shit. The kitchen key back and me the bag of grams.
Feel you won't be an option. Took the game over like I'm supposed to. Feel you won't be an option. Took the game over like I'm supposed to. Feel you won't be an option. Took the game over like I'm supposed to. Feel you won't be an option. Took the game over like I'm supposed to.
Gonna rock you.
Strictly hip hop with a attitude that tells whoever I got to. You break fool, I'll get the poppin' y'all. Heather B watching y'all. Your smile won't fool me, words won't move me, your actions will account for you. Basically, I'm telling you, trust me, I'm swelling you. The chiropractor gon' be the only thing filling y'all. I'm bossy, not flossy. I do what I do. Do you? Why you care what it cost me? My past won't haunt me. See, I don't care. I put it all out there so y'all can't stalk me. Y'all bug me out, trying to thug me out. Put your long team. But I'ma put it to your pain. Game recognized game. I told the last nigga bounce and I suggest you do the same.
Gonna rock you all night.
Come on, come on.
Down so tight. looking for fame and roles to play, but I truly reigns. I'm the queen of hearts, and there's only one higher, and I won't stop rocking till I retire. You asking me if I want it? My temperature's bubbling. Don't make me come see you for something. Tired of clowns walking around fronting. Gangster this, gangster that, till we bump heads. Now we gotta run, and then you switch your pitch and turn straight. Begging me not to breathe a word of it, but I'ma tell how you live it, how your style get different. You be careful what you ask for, cause you just might get it. I don't know who you pray to. If it ain't the one that made you, you lose, cause nobody else can save you. Your crew don't make you. If that crew get hungry than you do, that same crew gon' hate you. It's me they relate to. Let's get on the paper, so we ain't got to be stressed or later. I can even make it racial. Put it in black and white, the dough ain't right. Got the right to deface you. A lot of y'all crazy. Wet behind the ears, following peers, still hooked to your mama's navel. But hey, I don't blame you. This game for big girls and big boys. Time to change you, but look, here's what I can sum it all up. If you with me, then you with me. If not, shut the fuck up. Come on. My Brooklyn crew, Brooklyn. One time, this goes out to my uptown crew, uptown baby. This goes out to my BX crew.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, sir.
Where's the beat, Bumba? Yo, man, you know you got some. You got. This is a premiere. Oh man, come on, give it love. This the Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. Hard Body Dreams, man.
King Wise, baby.
All day, all every day, man. We playing the hottest hip hop, man. Stop playing with us.
Indeed.
Stop acting like we don't play. What? We don't play. Yeah. Stop acting like we don't play. We don't play. Yeah. Yeah, man, we do a little scroll with the gimbal right now. Show y'all people the studio. I love this thing, man. Word is mine. So how you feeling, Lord?
Feeling amazing, man. I love listening to Boom Bap.
No doubt.
Especially Premiere. That first track that we were talking about was dope, man. Shadows Crawl.
Oh, man.
By Tory Wolf.
That one was
produced by DJ Premiere.
I know.
So Tory Wolf, she's not a hip hop artist. I think it says she was somewhere from Europe. Sounds like she makes some type of ambient, very cinematic music.
Uh huh.
Man, when that meets Boom Bap, when that type of stuff meets Premiere.
Uh huh.
Oh man, it's magnificent.
It was, man. When I was creating the playlist and I heard that joint, God, I was like, yo, this is totally different, bro.
Indeed.
This is totally different.
Very different, man.
But it goes to show you.
I love that.
I know, right? It goes to show you his brand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's everywhere, G. Like, everybody wants a Premiere stamp, man. You know
indeed,
what I mean?
Indeed. Everybody wants a... Man, who don't want a Premiere stamp?